What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Johnny Buck Show. So we are back at it. I want to talk about the usual stuff when you guys are... I don't even understand. I am not the most professional podcaster on earth. Let's go ahead and put that out there right now. Let's jump into it. So the usual housekeeping type stuff, I'm not gonna lie, I'm playing on my phone, trying to find something, but housekeeping stuff, if you guys get anything out of this, please do me a solid and share it. I want you to give me one of those 5-star reviews on Apple Playlist or Apple something, whatever the fuck it, Apple Podcast. Subscribe, follow, share, all that good stuff. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into it. All right, so this morning I was talking about, the longer you've known me, and, you know, at this point in my podcasting career, you've either known me or known of me or whatever, but the longer you know me, that there's been two thought processes on how I'm going to make it out. Either one, I will end up in prison because I don't know how to fucking act, or two, I'm going to change the fucking world. And, you know, with the political climate now, if you start changing the world, you probably will end up in prison. So I'm not going to rule out number one, but, you know, looking at, I'm not going to say that prison's off the table, but looking at my past, the fact that I'm typing this, or, you know, the fact that I'm recording this from not prison, is a feat. You know, I made a bunch of mistakes. I was fucking crazy, like most kids are. But I was always different. I did things outside of the box. I'm a black sheep type thing, and I ask why a lot. But what I was talking about this morning, there are two things that have really changed my fucking life in ways that I can't even put into words, but I'm going to try, hence the stumbling. So, the two things that have really improved my life in unbelievable ways is one, my mindset, right? My mindset on gratitude, right? The attitude of gratitude. And number two is finding my purpose, right? And that's going to be a separate podcast, a little bit long, because I don't want it to be super long. But, the first thing is, the reason I like the attitude of gratitude is mostly it rhymes. I'll be honest, I'm a fucking child. What really made my, and this is what I talked about on Facebook when I made this post, what really changed my fucking life, and I can tell you where I was, I can tell you what was going on, I can tell you pretty much everything about what happened when I made this click in my head, was, you know, the attitude of gratitude, just being fucking grateful, right, for everything. It also ties into extreme ownership, which is another topic we'll talk about, but like being grateful is one of the most underrated things you can do. So my situation was this. I was driving to the gym, right? I was in the gym full-time at that point. And I was driving to the gym full-time. I was full-time. I did do some other work. I basically babysat at a rehab place, teaching fitness, but mostly babysitting. But I was fully self-employed. I was 1099 there. I've been 1099 since 2017. Maybe before, I don't know. But that's been... Anyway, who fucking cares? But I was driving to the gym one morning. It was in the fall. And I was sitting there, and I'm in the right lane, getting off the exit to the old gym. And this fucking truck goes past. God damn, that truck's fucking sweet, man. That truck's awesome. I wish I had that truck. Not fucking 30 seconds later, not like a quarter mile, maybe 15 seconds, right? I look from the left where that super fucking sweet truck was driving by me. And I'm driving a sweet fucking truck, pretty nice truck. And to the right, I see a truck broken down on the side of the fucking road. I'm like, motherfucker. I was like, I can't believe you did that. You want that over there. Probably a $60,000 truck. You're driving probably $1 million truck. It was a fucking Ford. It kept breaking down. It's worth $1 million in parts, right? And you're looking at the dude on your left passing you in a sweet truck, just like you have, as you're driving past somebody who's breaking down. What the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, that, man, I'm so grateful I have this truck. And I'll be honest, that truck was a pain in the ass. It was a fucking nightmare. I paid too much for it. I put $12,000 extra dollars in it when the engine blew up. But I was, guess what? I was grateful I had that motherfucker. I was grateful that it would pass everything but a gas station. I was grateful for the problems it had because I was able to figure out solutions. I was able to pay for the problems. You know, I had to get a loan. I got approved for a loan. Got the loan. Did that. Went a little crazy on my build. You know, that's what I do because I'm not very smart with money sometimes. But, you know, I was just so grateful that I had the opportunity for me personally to see that. And I started looking for gratitude. And I've been, and I'm not consistent with it yet. You know, I am as of late. I can actually tell you. But, like, one thing I do or I really focus on is, let's see if I can pull this up. The one thing I really focus on is, oh, you bitch. No. Is being grateful. Like, I write down every morning or every evening, I try and write down 5 things I'm grateful for. And that's not to forget. And when I went on my cruise, I brought a notebook and I was very intentional about doing it. And sometimes I get distracted. But I have, since I started this, I have completed it 85% of the time, meaning 15% of the time I fuck it up. Most of the time I do it around 6 a.m. Dude, super cool app, Streaks. If you guys watch this video, that fucking light's not helping. Whatever, light. Just do your thing. Really cool app. I've done this 141 times. I've written 141 gratitudes. 141 times 5. You do the math. I'm not doing it. I've done it 109 times in a row. I got off the gratitudes. I know for a fact when I was sick for 3 weeks, I was grateful. I was saying things I was grateful for. You know, I was sick as shit. But I wasn't writing it. I just didn't care. You know, and I'll be honest with you, man. There's a few times during that period where I was like, you know what? This is the worst pain I've ever experienced in my entire fucking life. I'm grateful I went through so much shit to get here. Because, dude, first time in my life I have a level 9 pain. I was ready to fucking go. I was ready to be at the wrong side of a fucking train, dude. Like, it was bad. I remember staying. So, long story short, had a fucking UTI plus prostate infection from autoimmune complications. And every time you stop peeing, like, you know how, like, you stop and you feel it, like, muscle clench up in your taint? It felt like somebody stabbed me with a fucking red hot poker every fucking time I peed. And I was like, dude, this is fucking terrible. This is the worst pain of my life. And, during that 3 weeks, and it wasn't 3 weeks, the whole thing, you know, I went to the doctor, but, you know, I was grateful that my wife was able to take me to the doctor. I was grateful the fucking doctor was here. I was grateful the doctor, didn't give me a prostate exam. That motherfucker had fingers like 4. You know, it's just, these are all things I was grateful for, but, you know, having this attitude of gratitude makes a big difference in your life when bad things happen. So, you know, that's just a big thing for me, and it's really impacted my life in a way that I can't even put words into. It's one of those things you have to do. Like, I can tell you all you want. Until you start practicing gratitude, it's really fucking difficult. And the easiest way to do that is simple. I think I got some Ryan Stuman, maybe from Andy Frazella. It may have been one from millions of fucking people. Nobody's that smart. They steal from each other. I write down 5 things I'm grateful for every single day. And I'm pretty sure I was Stuman. But I write down 5 things I'm grateful for every day, right? And I think about it throughout the day. And it can be simple. Like this morning, let's see what they were this morning on the face space. So this morning, so I'm grateful for a good night's sleep. I'm grateful for this coffee. I'm grateful for the opportunity to make impacts in others' lives. I'm grateful to have people who align with my values in my life. And I'm grateful for my wife. Those are the things that I was grateful for this morning. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of those are important. So it doesn't have to be big. You can be grateful for your pillow. You can be grateful for anything. But just start practicing gratitude. And that's going to change your life. So that's it. If you guys do follow me on Instagram, it's at the symbol Johnny Buck. And then the number 2. You can see my pretty much daily fucking post up there for the stories. So, you know. And the reason I like writing them down or having them somewhere. I should probably put them back in my notebook. But the reason I like writing them down is when you have bad days, because you're going to have fucking bad days. You're going to have days where you're like, you know what, kissing a train at full speed may sound like a better option. you'll understand, like, you know what, I had a really bad day today, but yet, you know, and you're going to think, man, my life's fucking terrible, I've not done anything good in my life, and blah, 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 but realistically, when you look at that list, you can see how many things you're grateful for, and if you want to make it even better, right, write big wins, things, wins you had in that life, and that's an important one. Again, another podcast, I want to keep you short. Hope you guys got something out of this. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. Instagram is the easiest, and I will catch you guys later. Peace.